step in with us every Saturday from 10 to 12 a.m. with your host, Hard Body Dreams and King Wise.
What time it is, it's the Boom Bap Syndicate, live at Victory. It's your host, Hard Body Dreams.
And it's your brother, King Wise.
Boom, 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 boom. It's a revolution when you hear the shots go off, man. It's a revolution.
Straight up.
You know what I mean? How you feeling, Lord?
I'm feeling rejuvenized, G. How you feeling?
Rejuvenized. I'm feeling like I got two fucks to give.
Only two.
Only two fucks to give, man. That's one for the youth and one for the truth.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything else. Yeah. You know what I mean?
One for the truth, one for the youth.
You know what I'm saying? That's the two fucks I got to give, bro. You know what I mean? And really, you know what I mean? I came to this epiphany, bro. It's like, yo, what is life? Life is about being rich and helping others.
Mm.
That's what I summed it up to, bro.
Mm.
Life is about being rich and helping others.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, not only rich in money as well. Just rich.
Bro, the root word of rich means power.
Yes.
It comes from reg or rice. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, rich is not only just currency. It's power. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Right? It's authority.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Wealth is to be well, is to me, it means well-being.
Mm.
Right? It ain't just only cash or land. You know what I mean?
No.
Right? So, yeah, man, you know, that's what it is. Like, deep dive into yourself. Man. You know what I mean? This knowledge of self thing is for real, right? It's like, yeah, there's knowing, you know, 120, but, you know, it's really about knowing thyself.
Yeah.
Knowing thyself. What does that look like? Everybody's different. You know what I'm saying? But the fundamental of everything is what? Consciousness. It's energy. You know what I mean? You know? So.
That's the thing, man. The knowledge will change your consciousness. If you know anything about anything, you have a different mind than before you knew that thing.
Straight up, bro.
And today we're here to tell you about Conductor Williams.
No doubt.
Conductor.
We got a problem. We have a problem. Conductor. That's a crazy tag, boy, I tell you.
So, man, Conductor Williams been popping as of late because of certain you know, works that have been popping out with big artists like Drizzy, you know, with the success of Griselda as well.
You got to use Griselda and them first.
Yeah,
man.
Put it
in its proper order, guys.
Yeah, okay, well, we go Griselda and then to the Drizzy, which brought him his name into the main, more the not the mainstream, but I want to say the corporate, right? The more commercial side of hip hop through a powerhouse like Drake and his company. And yeah, Conductor Williams, man, good father too, from my studies, and also. You know, it seems like just like a chill guy. You know, he seemed tall. He just looked like a chill dude. Like, he could have been in, you know, your one of your college courses. And, you know, you might have never known that he was murderous with the beats.
Yo, you know, and I think we're probably going to play that one video, right? But where he talks about his identity.
Yeah.
And he talks about how he was dealing with like identity and how he didn't really even join review groups and stuff like that, because the thought of somebody like being like, yo, your beat's whack,
yeah,
would crush you.
Yeah,
he says that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can respect that level of humility,
yeah,
and but also courage to say that, you know, on a platform, right?
Yeah,
with no ego, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how many people actually are willing to say that, you know? And just like I was saying about Conway, right? You know, I was watching this docu today about him, and he says, he's like, bro, like, I was crying in the mirror, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at myself, bro, I'm a fucking monster and shit, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's like that vulnerability is, you know, for me, it connects me more to somebody, right? So, yeah, you know, and then he got to that place, conductor, where, you know, he just stopped giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Right? You know? And that's what I always say, right, to an artist who's starting, is that you got to get over yourself. I mean, really, you have to get over yourself.
Yeah.
It's not even other people. Because once you master yourself, in this specific cipher of like dealing with other people and what they're gonna think about your creation,
right?
Yo, you're gonna sky, you know what I mean? That's right. The sky's the limit. You know
what right. I think for me that point was when my brain made the connection is like my creation is my child, even if it's not like a person.
Yeah,
it's something. It's your child, and it's like what when you if you have seeds, what, just get other people say something about it, you're not gonna, you know, be proud of your seeds?
No doubt.
Or raise them, right? You're not gonna stop what you're doing just because other people are talking about your creation. 100%. Now when that translates to music, it's like, okay, I'm still gonna take care of it, I'm still gonna raise this idea,
yeah,
these mental seeds that I have.
And I actually, that ties into something I want to say, because, you know, last week, our brother Wise Prince, you know, he had the, if I'm not mistaken, it's the 4th Nia Fest, right? And, you know, our good brother there in Seattle, in Skyway, had his biggest festival yet. It was about 700 people, and it was live, you know. Building with the God, and I just want to say salute, you know what I mean, 22 gun salute to my brother Wise Prince.
Peace.
And everybody who
peace, Lord.
helped, you know, create this, because I mean, at the end of the day, right, like, yeah, he's the one who had the determined idea to make it happen, right?
Yeah.
And so he made it happen, and
yeah,
it's continuing to grow, and his legacy is growing. So, you know, peace to the God, man. You know what I mean? Love you, bro.
Yeah, peace. Peace.
Because I know I watch him nurture that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Watch him nurture that. And all because other people might have said something, he didn't stop, right?
Yeah.
So big up to the God.
Much respect. Honestly, very impressive.
Yeah.
And there it is. You know, he kept raising that. And he kept nurturing it and taking care of his creation.
100%.
And, like, let's just jump in now.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Nia Fest ain't no joke. So if you guys ever get the chance to go out there next summer, you know, check it out on the website. If you type in Nia Fest, Nia Fest Seattle, it should come up there. And yeah, you'll see the posters. Any more information about the event, if you want to donate, if you want to maybe perform as an artist, you know, send them an email.
Straight up.
Because we're building over here.
They had Jay Holiday this week.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, you did.
Yeah.
Which is a big milestone.
It is. Jay Holiday, I'ma put you to bed. That was one of his famous joints. The guy said that he got off the stage, started walking in the crowd, and the guy was like, yo, you want me to, you know? And he's like, it's all good, Prince, it's all good. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? Because that could be detrimental for artists, right? Like, when you go into the crowd, man, like, whoo!
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was just like, hey, man, you ain't going to see me crowd surfing. I'll tell you, boy. Yeah. I was staying on the stage, nigga. You know what I mean? But, yo, niggas be crowd surfing this shit. She's crazy, man.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. Hey, salute to Wise Prince, man. Peace of God.
Peace of God.
So, let's get into some of this music so the people can hear and and get an idea and possibly understand who Conductor is through sound.
Let's do it, man.
So we're gonna get it popping, man. CJSF 90.1 FM, Boom Bap Syndicate. Y'all know what it is over here.
Get out, yeah. Conductor. I look at all the hard times like we passed that. Been storming so much, they say we passed that. Life on a fast track. And my success not the reason for your failure. So who you really mad at? It's nothing new, man. I've been a contender. Back when my feature rate was an outcast member. Remember? I always knew I would outlast them, bruh. Told my little shorty I'll be gone to November. No need to act rash or think bitter. I said, all the rappers is trash, that's why they litter.
What?
I'm many things, but one of them is not a quitter. Had to show the difference between a songwriter and a spitter. On the road to the top, there's gonna be roadblocks. This ain't preaching, it's standing on a soapbox. It's not a dead end, that's God testing. Learn to view an L, not as a loss, but a lesson.
Say what now?
Sometimes pain is just a smoke screen.
Nah, man.
And nightmares don't hit the same when you living now dreams. Put in work like a fiend. Not afraid to get my hands dirty, but my mind stays clean. Learn to appreciate the simple things, like a bowl of borscht with the fresh sour cream. Things are not as they seem.
Nah, man.
Nightmares don't hit the same when you living now dreams.
Nah, man.
Nah, man.
Nah, man.
Nightmares don't hit the same when you living now dreams.
Nah, man.
Nah, man.
Nah, man.
Nightmares don't hit the same when you living. Yo, when securing your spot, the haters gonna throw shots. No shock, it made us like robots. Shouldn't be your concern when it goes pop. Usually when you're on the cusp is when most stop. Got nothing to lose, you keep going. Behoove you to listen to Drew. I be knowing,
really do.
The sharks got their teeth showing. And if they gave it to you, then it's not really yours. Bitch, I'm debowing.
Yeah.
Need everything I see in that photo.
What?
From the shiny jewels to your 92 polo. Pull up in that sour cream color Benz Dolo. Roof is missing like when Shaka Khan went solo.
Who?
They just mad cause they aren't me.
Oh,
with a foreign B, bumping foreigner in the foreign V. And I don't spit bars for free. See more stacks off my vocal tracks than R&B harmonies. The industry ain't assist me with the rollout. They threw dirt on my grave, I had no clout. Remember there was three people in the whole crowd. Now we playing big arenas and it's sold out.
So what now?
Sometimes pain is just a smoke screen.
Nah, man.
And nightmares don't hit the same when you living now dreams. Put in work like a fiend. Not afraid to get my hands dirty, but my mind stays clean. Learn to appreciate the simple things, like a bowl of borscht with the fresh sour cream. Things are not as they seem.
Nah, man.
Nightmares don't hit the same when you living now dreams.
Nah, man.
Nah, man.
Nah, man.
Nightmares don't hit the same when you living now dreams.
Nah, man.
Nah, man.
Nah, man.
Nightmares don't hit the same when you living.
The meaning of life for us all.
The most important thing to do in your life is not to interfere with somebody else's life.
I catch a rat back out my cat and smack him right in his koofy. The J's be interviewing niggas just like Vado and Boosie. I'm Gucci. Never had much, just my pen and my Lucy. Used to shop at Gap, now I rock Camellio Pucci. I graduated from the block, wasn't no cap or no gowns. Clip hole 32, Kyle Anthony Towns. Kicking the dough and up the cold to make you get on the ground. My dog said he needed food, he had the licks for the brown. Fly out to Cali for the packs, then get them shipped to the town. I told the hoe to join the circus, cause these bitches is clowns. It ain't tricking if you got it, so I told her to shop. But before you get this paper, you gotta give me some top. She the type to get a boy. You know she sent me to drop. Free bro, he got more years than a millennium got. Cherry Bob Bentley, Terry Claw Fendi. My bitch a 10-piece, pussy strawberry simply. See how I'm doing these shows, having shit in a frenzy. Putting on, my niggas locked up, sentence is lengthy. Watch how much money the tour bring us. Neck crazy on some busted shit, the Cuban link, four fingers.
and a bracelet match. Leaving a hard rock racing back. Niggas can't relate to that. Conductor made the batch, I couldn't wait to snap. Tell him it's getting spooky, nigga Jason back. Chef in the Hell's Kitchen, where my apron at? Air bacon max, max popping like bacon fat. Bag coming in, big bag coming in. I want all my niggas to win.
Make back truck, the dashboard look like a spaceship. Counting $1 million cash, got me stuck in a matrix. Had to give him closed casket, Draco gave him a facelift. Like a nigga broke his hand, we ain't nothing to play with. Made back truck, the dashboard look like a spaceship. Counting $1 million cash, got me stuck in a matrix. Had to give him closed casket, Draco gave him a facelift. Like a nigga broke his hand, we ain't nothing to play with, nigga.
Call you son? Cause you sound like one.
Conductor.
Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor.
Hey yo, dirty green cream before the brown sugar. Are you the player scoring buckets on the team or just the onlooker? These fools don't honor their queens. They want a hooker on the scene trying to impress a nigga that want to book you. As far as these bars, I cook you. Saute. Son, that's my forte, amore, the currency. Only got room for that currently. Nothing that you get from streets come for free. I pray that this 50 grams is transformed to a key was flat broke. Now the shit we rolling smoke. 10 G's, knife wounds in your spine. Usually come from a friend's greed. Jealous ones envy, gotta watch those intensely. Was fucked up, now I got all this shit in a frenzy. Knew I'd grow to be the Pharaoh since I rode a 10 speed. Now we clicking, always knew you get much further in life. If you talk less than you listen, I was in too deep, drowning before I started swimming. Surrounded by temptation, drug money, and fast women. Now we clicking, always knew you get much further in life. If you talk less than you listen, I was in too deep, drowning before I started swimming. Surrounded by temptation, drug money, and fast women. Lot of levels in the shits, and I ain't even started transcending. The quest to acquire the fortune is never ending. All these Percocets don't come with a pension. Plus these pills pay me more than all these views and mentions. Hitting licks, paranoid, trying to duck the feds. I ain't up till I'm touching Warren Buffett bread. Made the reality off the stuff I thought up in my head. Niggas dumb, deaf, and blind still, they don't know the ledge. Hold your head, the niggas in cages going through situations. Making treasure chests out of your trials and tribulations. The homie blue trial hawk spitting the jury faces. Before I caught away with the music, all I caught was cases. Jordan with a sporting ball, all greatness. Dior fragrance, want the Fetty fuck famous. Now we clicking, always knew you get much further in life. If you talk less than you listen, I was in too deep, drowning before I started swimming. Surrounded by temptation, drug money, and fast women. Now we clicking, always knew you get much further in life. If you talk less than you listen, I was in too deep, drowning before I started.
You gotta make money, saving money, know what I'm saying? That's a lot of people making a lot of money. And if you're in the hood, especially, you know, that's where it mostly go down at, you know what I'm saying? We got a corner store on every corner. We got a goddamn church on every corner, you know what I'm saying? They want us to do that. They put that shit in the hood for a reason. They gave our mama or your mama a government apartment for a reason, you know what I'm saying? And she thinks she got another apartment, but what she don't know, her child growing up in this shit. And when he grow up, he gonna call that shit his hood. So he done growed up in the motherfucking hood, and know what I'm saying? I just want y'all to not get into that. Don't go to the store every 10, 20 minutes and spend your quarter on the juices. Save your quarter, man. Get your mama food stamp card and save you all some juices. Save you all some noodles, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you going through, partner, just save it up, man, and try not to get caught up in that, know what I'm saying? The biggest thing, it ain't about how much you make. It's about how much you save, man.
Conductor, conductor, conductor.
Full moons, my head poor, had me ebbing. dollar stores, Macintosh catalog, the illest shit ever. I swear to God, we let you all have it. We be hanging at the big ball, made a short class. He had to throw the working ass in every verse. We worked the magic, your jacket 101. Left with the moon, came back with the sun. Son, fuck niggas done. Fuck niggas done. My shooter don't shoot unless it has drum.
Cross the moons and under the trees. Got three killers to the left of me. When they get a whiff of death, it pleases me. He got 4 mil at his same house on the lake. Start with his pops, pitchfork his face. Make his bitch beg, please. Then sledgehammer both her knees.
You heard? Julius Snable near Van Gogh's grave. Hope I'm rockin' Coldplay. The whip was all yellow and toe days. You a baby nigga. You don't know it's Earl Manigault with the slow drain. Hurt my cantaloupe with the yolk blade. Barry Allen Pink is Barry Manilow. The camera rolling the poach day. The yolk ran all over them hoes legs. Ew. Disgusting. Good is the enemy of great. The slowest old favorite sick of OJ. And that was over Nicole Ray's. The teeth tatted over the cold drink. The yeast rattled over the whole grain. The wave now bleeds, catch, release, mackerel long as the pole lane. You really stuffed up, you need a flow nays. Say you really stuffed up, you need a flow nays. Yeah.
Right there.
The keys.
Conductor.
Conductor, we have a problem.
So the last three songs, man, y'all got into. First one, Nightmares and Dreams. So that was Nas, right? That was Nas. But the account it's posted under is
Conductor.
Your old Drew.
Conductor.
I feel like I've heard that name somewhere, but I'm just not clicking right now. If anyone wants to check the song out, Nightmares and Dreams. Moving on, it was Higher.
That wasn't Nas rapping.
Oh, was it?
Nigga, you high.
Yo, that sounded exactly like his voice.
High. Nigga, that ain't no goddamn Nas.
Yo, I thought he remixed something and put his vocals on it.
Bro, that does not sound like Nas.
Mm. All right. So, Your Old Droog, then. That's who it is.
Yeah.
Nightmares and Dreams by Your Old Droog. Produced by Conductor. Moving on.
People, my brother's fucking, he's on a different planet today. We on a different planet tonight, man.
Moving on is Higher. Conway the Machine and Conductor. So that one's off the joint project called Conductor Machine.
Yeah.
2023 right there.
Laid back dashboard.
Next one, In Too Deep, Rome Streets. After that, Foley Adu. That was Mac Homme featuring Westside and Keisha Plum doing the
spoken word.
Spoken word, yeah, in between there. That was very different. I don't usually hear Keisha Plum.
Yo, you ain't really heard her before?
I think I heard her once or twice. But yeah, I've heard her name a lot for sure, too.
She's crazy, bro. She, like, that's, like I said, you know, I was talking about earlier, right? Like, with Westside, like, she really added on to like the artistic aspect of, you know, the brand.
Yeah.
She has a, like, her poetry is very dark, right? And
yeah, it was sounding really dark there. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Look at these places that people, these people come from. You know what I mean?
Conductor.
Like, that's why conductor. I look at so much more than just the music. Like, you know, I look at like the environment and these people grew up in. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like what they were exposed to as children. G.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a lot different than what we were exposed to here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, and even on that last. On that last track where bro was talking about the skit, right? It's like, oh, they give your mama an apartment. You know what came with that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what came with that? Is that there was no father. You see what I'm saying? Because in order for a black woman to get on welfare, she couldn't live with the father, G. Mm-hmm. This is a strategized land. Mm. You understand? That whole welfare system was to separate the household, G. You know what I mean? And then obviously invade the neighborhoods with the temptations of the six. Mm. Right? So, you know, it's like when I hear certain brothers and sisters, you know, like Shay Noor, right? Another great example of, you know, somebody who came out of Buffalo and you know, is doing her thing. Mm-hmm. And I gotta commend that, because my G, in those environments, like, a lot of brothers and sisters don't make it out. Mm. You know what I mean, God? Mm. They never even left their block. Mm-hmm. Imagine you ain't... nigga, I know people down here in the hood right here who ain't never left this five block radius. Mm. So, you know what I mean, God? Like, it's like, when I was like, man. You know, because if you listen to Hardbody before, you might have thought Hardbody was a little bit judgmental. You know what I mean? I'm like, that was negative, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? This, at the end of the day, bro, it's like, you know, for me, it's like I got to look at both the good and the bad. You know what I mean? And discern what is good and what is bad. Mm. Right? Because if a family, you know what I mean? Like, bro, like, think of like the children who have parents that are on drugs, bro. Mm-hmm. Nobody to take care of them. So they have to go and steal something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's where it starts. Just so they can feed themselves, G. Is that bad? Right? Because the law says you can't steal? Meanwhile, your parents are on dope. Your mom might be on dope. Your daddy's in prison. You ain't got no, like, you know what I'm saying, God? Like, mm-hmm. Right? So it's like, what's good? What's bad? Right? So it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, hip hop is like the only genre of music where it's so in your face. You know what I mean? Mm. Because obviously they rap, like, they sung about this stuff in blues and jazz.
Yeah.
Right? But the way that hip-hop manifested it is so vulgar. It's so in your face, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so graphic.
It's very graphic, bro. You know?
That's
so
the beauty in it.
It is, bro. It is, man. You know? And obviously when you get a fire beat, you know, like, that's what Conway was saying, too. It's like, yo, man, it's, for me, it's about the beat, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, bro, like, I feel that. It's about the beat and Conductor, man. Like, he be cooking, bro.
Yeah.
He cooks.
He cooks.
He's a master chef working 100 stoves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the barbecue. You know what I mean? Working the grill and the stove. Right?
So Michelin.
Yeah, man.
Michelin.
Man.
Yeah, Conductor. Man. Let's show the people that video where he does address some of his identity.
Okay.
And let's hear him, you know, talk about, well, as the title he named it, the worst piece of music advice.
That's right.
That he's received.
That's right.
I mean, y'all know where we at. We at the Boom Bap Syndicate, baby. CJSF 90.1 FM. Come find us. Hey, send us a message on IG. At Boom Bap Syndicate, give us an email and we'll get back to you.
Yes,
for sure. Let's build.
Peace, man. Peace. Salute to you all. Peace to the union. Thank y'all for supporting this channel, making it grow. Earlier this week, I was posed with a question. What was the worst piece of music industry advice you have ever received? And I've been sitting with that. Before I tell you that, I'm gonna tell y'all towards the back end of this video, but I wanted to provide a little bit of color to that question and give you guys a little insight, more insight about me. So if you're a fan of Griselda, Westside Gunn, Conway the Machine, Rome Street, Stove God, Keisha Plum, all them, if you're a fan of that and you found me and my production out of that, you know, I didn't get my break in this industry until later in my career. So I started making music in 2008. I ain't really break into the industry until 2018. 10 years of grinding, 10 years of making a lot of beats, figuring out who I was as an artist. Prior to 2016, man, I really was not making music for the right reasons. And as an artist, I didn't really know what I was or who I was either. I was trying to